We've reported elsewhere on the program on Detroit filing for bankruptcy, another city in financial trouble. Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, the state capital, is laboring under some $370 million in municipal debt. So several hundred items are going on the auction block today, including a dental toolkit that purportedly belonged to gunslinger and Wild West dentist Doc Holliday. Harrisburg's trying to make money with a week-long auction of artifacts and memorabilia accumulated for an eccentric project that never got off the ground. Here's Craig Lane from member station WITF.
The thermometer says 96 degrees inside this picnic pavilion nestled behind Harrisburg's minor league ballpark. Guernsey's auction company is selling some 8,000 items in the city's Wild West artifact collection, once destined for an ill-fated museum. Some items are said to have connections to Wyatt Earp, Jesse James, Buffalo Bill, and various Western legends. 10,000 bidders are signed up online. Many are bidding by phone, and a handful are here in person, toughing it out in oppressive summer heat. Mike Reisner is one of the sweaty two dozen. He's been collecting and reselling antiques for four decades, and today he spent $30 here, $20 there.
Well, today I got some things that I don't know what they are, but it's going to be fun discovering what they are.
So you just bought lots.
So yeah, I bought a Native American wire purse, some Crocs, butter churns, old store lamps.
Harrisburg's former mayor spent nearly $8 million in public money buying those pieces and many others and raising eyebrows along the way. Plenty of people asked why an East Coast city of 49,000 would want a Wild West museum. And as Harrisburg slipped into an economic crisis due to various causes, leadership changed and the museum plans fell apart. Inside a public works building with a leaky ceiling and no climate control, workers stacked the artifacts in messy piles where they sat for years. City Chief Operating Officer Bob Philbin says selling the pieces is a small but very tangible step toward economic recovery.
And this auction is kind of symbolic of a transfer from that past, that kind of rocky past, which in many ways was correctly or not symbolized by the artifacts themselves.
Philbin says the money will immediately be used to pay down some of the city's debts. Harrisburg originally planned for at least $500,000 in profits from the auction, but the sale marked $1 million in advanced bids, and the final total will likely be much higher. That's despite warnings from some collectors to be on the lookout for fakes.
950, you need to be any of you. 950, 1,000 is bid 1,100.
Company president Arlen Ettinger says his staff simply didn't have the time to check the provenance of every piece.
To research these lots, I suspect that my son, and maybe his son, and my son's 13, would die of old age before we could ever get to this event.
One of the biggest hauls comes on a set of dueling pistols once presented to George Custer of Little Bighorn fame, $32,500. 3 days after the auction started, Ettinger still can't tear his eyes away from the bidding.
I said this morning to our staff that I was going to personally oversee the production of T-shirts that said, "I survived the Harrisburg auction."
When they pull on those T-shirts, Pennsylvania's capital will have a little more cash and memories of a Wild West museum that rode off into the sunset long ago. For NPR News, I'm Craig Lane in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.